With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It was a real squeaker of a vote, but the House did pass a massive budget bill advancing President Trump's priorities. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are committed to delivering the America First agenda in its entirety.
A lot of work yet to be done, but we're going to celebrate tonight, and we'll roll up our sleeves and get right back at it in the morning.
The bill includes $4.5 trillion in tax relief, along with a couple of trillion in spending cuts. Far from a done deal, though, it must go through the committee process and then be reconciled with Senate legislation. Republican Thomas Massie joined every Democrat in voting against the bill. The U.S. will be able to mine Ukraine's vast store of rare earth minerals under a profit-sharing deal worked out between the two countries.
It effectively secures long-term U.S. involvement with Ukraine. We don't know whether, and this is the crucial thing, we don't know whether it includes explicit security guarantees for Ukraine. It's certainly a commitment for economic collaboration.
The BBC's Peter Bowes says Ukrainian President Zelensky is expected in Washington on Friday to seal the deal. Byron Donalds running for governor of Florida.
Donalds is a Republican congressman from Naples in southwest Florida. He made the announcement after receiving a critical endorsement from President Donald Trump. That could clear out any possible primary challengers he would have faced. If Donalds wins, he would become the state's first black governor. DeSantis is ineligible to seek another term after 8 years in office due to term limits. Donalds has been a frequent Trump surrogate and was on the short list to be his vice presidential running mate last year. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Doge Chief Elon Musk will be on hand today as President Trump holds the first cabinet meeting of his second term. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 99 points, NASDAQ futures 150 points higher. This is SRN News. Religious leaders are throwing their support behind the Phoenix Declaration.
It's a wide-ranging prescription for fixing America's public school systems, and it was introduced by the Heritage Foundation at a gathering in Arizona. The document establishes seven pillars for education, including parental choice and responsibility, character formation, and academic excellence. A multi-faith group of signatories includes Donald Sweeting of Colorado Christian University, Rabbi Mark Gottlieb of the Tikva Fund, and Sean Peterson of Catholic Education Partners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Iowa are advancing a bill that would strip the state civil rights code of protections based on so-called gender identity. The measure has so far passed two legislative hurdles in the state House Judiciary Committee. The bill would need to pass through the full House and the Senate before going to Republican Governor Kim Reynolds for her signature. Sexual orientation, gender identity, not originally included in the Civil Rights Act, 1965. SRN News. The end of illegal immigration funding hits a New Jersey church hard.
The Highland Park, New Jersey church is now without the millions of dollars it received in USAID funds to assist illegal immigrants. The Reformed Church of Highland Park says it laid off 195 workers after President Trump's administration stopped federal money from going to illegal immigrant programs. The church received $18 million from USAID to find jobs for illegal immigrants across New Jersey. According to the Shore News Network, Democrat New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy supported that church's stand and against immigration and customs enforcement raids. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump's effort to suspend the system for resettling refugees in the U.S. is on hold after a Biden-appointed federal judge in Seattle blocked it. The judge ruled the president cannot nullify laws passed by Congress, the law that established the program. More details at SRNNews.com.